All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the 1% Man Podcast. Got my good friend here with me, Terrell. Terrell, how you doing today, brother?
Doing good, doing good, doing good.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it, man. So we're in DC. You're about to do a food drive, which I'm super excited about. But
I'm actually in Baltimore. For the bridge that collapsed, it's like a port thing we're doing for the people out of work and everything.
Yo, that's super dope. Man, you be doing amazing things. You gotta text me, let me know so I can come through and support.
Definitely. I'll definitely send you because it's a weekly thing. It's different food, but this one is specifically for the people who work at the ports and everything who are at work right now.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, Terrell, before we actually dive into who you are and what you do, I want to ask you three questions so the audience and myself can get to know you better. Is that cool?
Oh, no problem.
All right. If you could speak to your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give him? And why?
Learn what perseverance is, because it's going to be a lot of things that you go through that you won't be ready for, but you'll get through. That's probably the first thing I would say. Learn what perseverance is.
Oh, wow. So, dang. Oh, wow. There's a lot of things that you won't be ready for, but still go through it.
Yeah.
I can dig that. I can dig that. I always, it reminds me of that quote. I think it's a quote or a saying that's, even if you're not ready to jump, just jump. Build your parachute while you're falling down.
Exactly. Because sometimes you have a jump, you might be pushed. Either way.
Exactly. I like that. I like that. Now, question number two. If you had to be an expert in another field besides painting, what would it be and why?
I would probably say probably something with tech.
Yeah.
Or I would say tech just because you can look at the direction of the world. Like everything we get into is tech at the end of the day.
True.
It's some form of tech that we're doing. That, and just as a personal thing, I'd probably get into jewelry business.
Jewelry business?
Yeah. Not specifically to make just a bunch of big chains and stuff like that, but just learning about diamonds and different gems and different like precious metals and stuff like that has just been something that's been interesting for a while.
Ah, okay. Okay. I got you. I see what you're saying. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. I'm actually learning. So I have a few jewels on right now, but I'm actually finding out I really do like jewelry. I could like a little accessory piece. You know what I mean? When you put on the clothes and stuff like that, it just enhances your style. It doesn't take away from it, but just enhances it a little bit more. So yeah, I'm definitely with that. So last question is, what's one value you believe you could teach all men to make it a better place and a better world for everyone?
One value. I would say it's a balance of two.
Okay. Hit me.
This balance is selfishness and selflessness.
Yo.
You're okay. Up. And I would say that because for you to get to certain places, you need to be selfish. You have to be selfish in the time that you spend honing your crafts and stuff like that. But at the same time, selfless in the fact that it's so many people who might need help to get somewhere where they're trying to get to. And you might be able to be that stepping stone or that bridge to connect someone to make it positive steps they need to make.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I believe there's not enough selfish men in this world. And as men, we're always taught that we always have to give and be so selfless. But when you give from an empty cup, you don't have anything to give to yourself. So
exactly.
At the end of the day, Jesus said, the poor will always be among you. But, and I think when I think of poor, I think not just like financial, I think in all aspects, mental, physical, like some people need that constant inspiration and motivation. But if you're always giving that to other people, you don't give it to yourself, man, you're going to end up like everybody else. And then they're going to find someone else to pull that resource from anyway, motivation, whatever that may be. So I truly believe, yeah. And that it is definitely a balance. I hate that word balance, but I have to accept. Yeah.
It's definitely just, it's really just a balance of figuring out when to be which and how much of which to be like.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you. Definitely agree. Now let's dive into more about you, and I appreciate you answering those questions. So let's start. How did you land in the painting industry? Or would you call it the painting industry or artist industry? What would you call it?
I would say more of the creative industry, but like visual arts and like painting. So honestly, it fell on me.
Okay, talk me through it.
I've always been able to draw, but like never really painted anything. And I want to say around 2022, I just started playing around with paint, seeing what I could do. But no, wait, 2022, that's way too soon. It was like 2015. I started to play around with it a little bit, but then 2016, painted like a duffel bag that I had. And I was like, I just wanted stuff to wear that I know nobody else had. Or travel around with it, nobody else had. And this lady seen the bag I did. She asked me to come to her shop and do it for her customers. And then ever since that day, I was like, oh, you can get paid from this. And then I just jumped into it. So October 8th is like my business birthday or business anniversary, because I never really looked at what I was doing. Like something, I don't want to say something serious. It was just more of, I never really focused in on it the way I did until that day. So, yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't until someone was like, oh, I'll pay you to create this for me. And then you were like, oh, this is a real business. This is a real hustle. I could really like tap into this. I didn't know it was like that serious. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. When did you know, okay, this is actually really serious and you got paid some good amount of money? You were like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Was there a moment that you felt like, oh, wait, now I'm official. I officially made it. You know what I mean? As a creative, or was it just, okay, that first time that it happened?
No, I definitely don't think it's a specific day that I feel like I made it. It's more of, I would say milestones. So it's that first day, of course. Then I did some other events where it's like, oh, like now I'm starting to get some type of, I'm trying to think it over, but some good momentum, and then actually starting to get some respect from my peers and what I do. So like me being out, meeting people and getting appreciation for my work from other artists who've been doing it way longer than I have. So stuff like that, just certain things that kind of built. And that's what really made me feel like, oh, this is thing. Keep going with this. And just starting to see like what could be next. Not just what's in front of me, but what's ahead of me.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Like that gratitude for the moment of, wow, this is really cool. But then looking ahead and saying, wow, all these opportunities are presenting itself. I never knew this was possible with going down this visual arts or creative space in a sense. And then now it's okay. People that have been in the game much longer are coming to you like, I love your work. It's super dope. So do you feel like in the visual arts space, most people say, I've been an artist for 10 years, 20 years. Do you really think that matters? Or is it just more about the skill?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Of course, the skill is important, but just having time to, I would say, learn how things work for you. Like as far as, let's say you do events, let's say you do gallery exhibitions and stuff like that. Just getting that time, and it's more on learning your process more than just saying, okay, I'm great at this. So it is what it is. Of course, I've seen like growth in my personal artwork, but I've noticed the growth in more of, I want to see the business side as well as the technical side. Learn different things, like how to do different things, how to set up for events, how to set up a gallery. There's many different hats you wear when you're in a creative field. So once you're good, but yeah, it's a bunch of different hats you wear. So once you learn more of those over time, then it's just everything starts to really like mold and fall in place for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when we met. I think one of the reasons why I bought from you was, one, because I love the artwork, right? But two, also, it's because like you spoke to me versus like other artists. There's a lot of times I go to art show and artists, I'll be like, oh, so what is this? What are that? They'll be very like introverted or closed off. And it's just, are you here to sell, or you just want me to buy it because I'm inspired? It's, you know what I'm saying? It's, yo, just not, but learning that, kind of what you said about learning that other side of the business, that business side, and talking to people. I think a lot of creatives, they're like, my art should speak for itself. It does. But also, people are so interested in the artist and what made you do this. Because when I look at a piece and you look at a piece, we might have two different viewpoints, right? Because we do different experiences. But that's one of the reasons why I'm like, you know what? I fuck with you and I bought from you, because I was like, yo, all the other artists I met, I was like, oh, so what is this? Yeah, it's just a piece I did. Okay. Give me more. You know what I mean? Talk to me. You know what I mean? Mingle with me a little bit. So
that's one of those things that you learn over time. Because I feel like when I first started, it went from me being more introverted to then sometimes I might talk too much. Then now it's more like I'm more comfortable with myself and the creative space and everything. So now me talking to someone, it's just casual conversation, but I just so happen to have art. You know what I mean? So it's like about that, but we can also just talk. And then if it's something that you're interested in, then we can go further into that.
True. No, I definitely agree with that. So talk to me. Why should men, because this is a podcast for men, right? Why should men care about the visual arts or creative space? I have my own opinion, but what's your opinion about why men should care about the industry in itself?
It's literally in everything in our lives. From getting a haircut, it's a form of art. Every time you get that shape up and everything, that's art. That's why I got on a hat. Buying laundry detergent, when you look at that label, it's art to that label. Even if it's a generic label, it's art to that. Then if you buy furniture for your house, it's art to that. When you go out to eat and you get like a nice plate of food, it's how they plate the food. It's literally every aspect of our lives. No matter how you look at it, it's something that has some type of art to it. So that's why I feel like it's important. Now, me personally, me doing visual arts, it's a little different. It's more of, it can be inspirational to you. It can be something that motivates you. It can be something that reminds you of someone or something or a good place in life or something like that. So that's important to have around you. But yeah, it's literally just, it's intertwined in everything that we have going on.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you. I think all men should have art. Just because it's just, it speaks to your soul, right? There's a certain emotional side that art can do, almost like music, right? Sometimes we don't need to talk, but if you play a certain track, it's hitting all the right notes for me. It's not saying anything, right? Just instrumentals. It's not saying anything, but I'm looking at this and I'm so like enamored. I'm so empowered, or it's telling me what I'm feeling. It can speak to me, but without any words. And then it's the most powerful thing where you just sit with somebody and you know how they feel. They know that you know how they feel. And you're just sitting there. And I think that's what artwork does to me. That's why I have like that art wall behind me, as people can see right there, with your piece being right there, the black and white lady. Right there. That right there spoke to me, just because that reminds me of back home. That reminds me of Cameroon, but just Africa as a whole, right? Just that tribalness, that ancestor, almost like when people say, oh man, the ancestors are with me. It's almost like a certain peace that it brings over me that I'm like, I look at it, I'm like, all right, big mom, it's going to be okay. Yeah, you're right. But also almost like for me, it's like a lost art too, because those are things that I never knew growing up, right? So now that I'm older, I'm able to educate myself on Black history, right? African-American history, African history, right? Cameroonian history, my own tribe and my own people. So when I see that, just inspires me more to say, these are things that they told me I shouldn't have, but I can have it now, right? And I can admire artwork like that. So seeing that piece right away, I was like, yeah, I got to get that. I want that. I love what you broke down. So now, a lot of times people will see art as like a feminine or very emotional or very like based in like emotions or a woman thing. Could you explain it from like that duality of like why art could be masculine too as well, and how it can?
Simple as this. You're younger and let's say you're around the age of 29, 30, like I am. I mean, you're younger. And you go on their Sports Illustrated magazine and you take that poster like Kobe out, put it on your wall. That's art. Like it was a photographer who took that picture for you to frame it and put it on your wall, or tape it up to your wall, however you did. Or even if it's that album artwork from that Get Rich or Die Trying album, and you decide the whole creative team behind that album put together.
Yeah.
You know, like all of that. Really, it's no like masculine and a feminine thing to it. It's more of what resonates with you in general. So like just how you said that picture that you got from me, it reminds you of back home and things like that.
Yeah.
It's really just what makes you think of what it is. So yeah, you might not have a painting of a woman or painting of some little kids or like an animal, but you still might get that Scarface painting from the movie or something like that. Or you might get a poster from the movie Belly, from when they walking in the club at the beginning, where it's all black, blue with the neon lights on them and stuff like that. So it's just, it's no masculine or feminine to it. It's just whatever resonates with you.
Yes. Yeah. No, I feel that. Totally agree with that. And I have nothing to add to that. I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Terrell? So what really inspires you? What is there something that you do? Do you have a ritual that inspires you? Or you just walk throughout your day of life and you're like, you know what? I like that. Let me jot this down. Or how do you get ready to do a painting?
Honestly, I just started really journaling again, probably in January. So now an idea, or I might have a dream or something random. And then if I remember it enough when I wake up, I'll try to write it down real quick and then use something from that. But honestly, it just comes from walking through life every day. You know how they say people walk around with their heads in the clouds?
Yeah.
I probably do that sometimes just to find some inspiration. So we all get busy from just life in general. But if you can carve out time to find something that inspires you, that's pretty much what I do when I come across something. I might find something on Instagram and I'm like, I like this, but imagine if this was over here and if this was in black and white, like most of my work is in black and white. So it might just be something that I find that I'm interested online. It might be something I see at a restaurant. It might be something I see just walking through DC somewhere or something like that. So yeah. It really, and my inspiration comes from life and people around me for the most part.
Agreed with you. That's so much so when I'm having conversations like this, or I'll have so many ideas. So I'll jot them down in my journal and I'll jot them down just even in my phone. I'll be like, oh, this is a good idea. I need to write a blog about this. And I'll write that down. So yeah, that really does inspire me. So for you, talk to me about two things before we go. One, what's your biggest accomplishment so far that you sometimes, I tell people, always remember like that when you're feeling down, what's that one thing that you go back to? You're like, fuck yeah, I did that. And it brings you back. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one. I would say one of my biggest accomplishments, I did a Nike event. So Nike did this tour. It was like, this is called like the Air Force One Fresh Tour or something like that, where they involve like music and like the origination of Air Force One and stuff like that. And I was able to do like custom like Air Force's full day. So it brought me back to when I first started doing art like 7 years ago. And I was able to just sit around and just paint on shoes and stuff like that just for a whole day. And it's even the way that it came to me, it was like a random phone call I got from Dominic or somewhere in DC. The shoe store, they have one in Union Market and they have one in Navy Yard. Then he called me and he was just like, yeah, we got this thing set up with Nike. Wonder this event. He told me I was down there literally within an hour or so ready to go because I was so excited about it.
Yeah.
And me being in the sneakers and stuff as much as I was, it was just one of those full circle moments where it's like one of my passions from before aligned with what I'm doing today. So I would say that's one of my biggest accomplishments. Another one would probably be my first billboard.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was right on 14th and T. So like right off of U Street. And it was just like, it was a paint that I did maybe like a year or so before it actually even got chosen to be on the billboard. It was just one of those things where it was like something I did a while ago that kind of came into play after some time. And it was just like taking pictures in front of the billboard, busting a bottle of champagne next to the billboard. Like, that's just, it was a celebration and it was just like, this was a product of work I did already coming back to blossom into something else later on. I would say those are two, it's more of them, but those are suited up.
Cool. We'll have to get you on the New York Times Square then, billboard in Times Square. That'd be the next thing then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'll be dope. That'd be dope. I think for this episode, then I'll probably look at doing that then. Yeah, now we go up there and take a picture.
Picture which painting, but yeah, we can figure that out.
Okay, we'll do it then. We'll do it. Now, looking ahead, all right, what is something that you're super excited about looking ahead? So we just talked about something that you accomplished, that you're like that kind of past, but what are you looking ahead? And when you look ahead, what do you look at that inspires you to keep going?
So one of my things that I do also want to do before I got into art, I wanted to teach. So it was like three things that I always wanted to do. I was like, I always wanted to be like a teacher, entrepreneur, or go to the NBA or something. And then the fourth one was like potentially be a dentist or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't really care to go to school that much. So the dentist was out. Entrepreneur part and the teaching part go hand in hand because I teach art classes and stuff like that.
Yep.
So like diving more into teaching, and actually I'm working on a program now where I'll be teaching like at-risk youth. We'll be doing like art therapy and stuff like that. So I'll actually be going to a few different detention centers in DC, in the DC area. And we'll be doing like art classes with some of the incarcerated youth and kind of just helping them broaden their horizons, different ways to be creative when they get out.
Yeah.
And even things that they can do in there to help them make it through the time that they have in there, refocus their mind on something positive instead of just their circumstances in the moment.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think those, one, life skills, but two, also just like that ability to look outside yourself and then to process your emotions, whether that's through art, through words, whatever that is. But I think that's super important for any man to be able to process that. Yeah, I agree. I love that. So now that we come to the end of the show, this is one of the best moments of the whole show. I love to give the guest the last word. It doesn't have to be something that we talked about today, but it can be a moment, a quote, an idea, whatever that is that you want us to carry with us before we exit out of the show and stop listening. We go through our lives. What is something that, what is the last word that you want men to know before we get out of the show?
I will go with one of my favorite quotes, and it, above all, make something to be proud of.
Above all, make something to be proud of. I love that. If you put that on a painting, I'll buy it.
I'm working on something big with that quote.
Okay.
I would definitely say that is, yeah, above all, make something to be proud of. No matter what you're into, no matter what you, if you create, if you have a podcast, if you make music, you're a chef, whatever the circumstances is, just whatever you do, make sure you can be proud of what you do.
Yeah, I really do. I love that. I'm about to write that down somewhere. Yeah. All right. All right. Hey, Terrell, I appreciate you. And my brother, you heard it here first. Your legacy starts today.